sure it was good to hear your tape to the Potheads and hear ours again, because we hadn't heard it in quite a while.
Let me say something.
All right, go ahead.
I'll say Jack and Jill.
Why don't you just tell Tommy how old you are? You don't have to open that up. Just hold it. Just hold it.
You didn't want to say anything anyway, did you, buddy?
Well, say something or let Mother talk one before the tape.
Why are you using that for tape, Dom?
I'm 4, Tommy.
Well, don't throw it down.
Yeah, you should put on 4. Here I am.
She held up 4 fingers while she told you she was 4. You just talk on.
Jack and Jill went out to help the Jamaican in water. Jack fell down and went on and left it.
I think she's
Jack
getting a little bit tired.
Jack jumped in the candlestick. I want a little Miss Muffet sat on the top of it. She did it right. Along came a spider and sat down beside us and said Miss Muffet away. Little Jack went to sit in the corner eating his Christmas pie. He stuck in his thumb and pulled out a plum and said, ready, kid boy, and off.
Roger. Let's let Mother work.
No, I want to sing.
Oh, well, cut loose.
Little Miss Mommy.
No. Let's let Mommy talk a little while you figure out what you're going to say.
Yesterday, Judy and I went out to the hospital in the afternoon to see if Doris Beard might be there. It was Sunday, but we thought she might be there, and she was. And we wanted to talk to her about the possibility for Judy's job. I had already talked to Doris, and Judy had turned in her application, but we hadn't heard anything definite. So, Doris still didn't know anything for sure because some girls that have worked there other summers and are going to nursing schools now would have first choice, but some of them may have to go to summer school. But then she asked about Judy working on the switchboard, and the girl that was working there then said that she could train her on that to be relief switchboard operator. And also then Doris remembered that someone named Janie that works in the OB ward is going to have a baby, and so she said she would talk to Janie today to see just when the baby's due and how much longer she'll be planning to work. And so then I'll call her this afternoon, but this was her day off. I guess she had forgotten yesterday or something came up. Anyway, she was off today. And also, I finally met that Mary Mangum. I've been wanting to talk to her for a long time about her Vietnam experiences. And she really wasn't over there very long, but she was an Air Force nurse. And I had heard someone say that she would like to go back, but she doesn't want to go back into the service. She said she'd like to be a nurse over there, but not in the service because it was too confining. But she was talking about how much weight limit you'd be allowed to bring back after the length of time you will have been there. And she was saying some places over there that the latrine is 5 miles from the place where the nurses are stationed. They have to get an MP to go with them. And Floyd Bird said she wouldn't like the idea of saying, asking someone if she could go to the potty.
You use the tell you.
Yeah, I know it. Okay, turn it off.
Oh, we love our valley home. We're down upon Barrio Grande. Land of yours and land of mine. Land of the palm trees and the bright sunshine. There we live in paradise. Where roses bloom on every hand. For we love our valley home. We are upon Barrio Grande. Oh, say can you see by the land's early light what so proudly we hailed, as the twilight's last gleaming. Whose broad stripes and bright stars in a perilous fight. Fight o'er the ramparts we watched, where the gallantly sting.
I think that is a very nice voice.
Let me
talk some there.
For we love
that. Well, we'll finish up this side of this one and see if we can get it off to you. Allison seems to be kind of not doing her best tonight, shall we say. However, it's a little bit late for it. Getting about 11:20 now. So that's a pretty good excuse for her. She's kind of tired. Because you know she quit taking a nap a long time ago. Mother won't say something now.
Dennis, Jared said I sounded like you a while ago when I ran out of anything to say and started babbling. You're having to do it again. I'm going to go tomorrow to a Girl Scout training thing. It's on basic outdoor skills, and I think it'd be fun. I know several from San Benito are planning to go, and Mary Barks is going to teach it. We're getting ready to have day camp, but I don't know for sure if whether Judy and I are going to help in it, and you're not. It'll depend on her job and when it starts and when we go to Hubbard and everything. We sure enjoyed getting Eunice's letter today. Sounds like she really has been busy with her student teacher and in school and Pat and Pam and everything. Sure is nice that I believe it was Pat that's going to get to speak at graduation.
When you cut off through, aren't you? Allison, did you tell them about the transfers we've had since the rain? We had about 4 inches of rain.
We had tarantulas. In Elmo's yard and in a tub of rainwater over at my grandma's by my sand pile.
Have they seen your sand pile?
Have you seen my sand pile?
Don't throw it down.
Allison went over to visit Ms. Drake for a while tonight, and Margaret Nelson came over there, and they both enjoyed her visit. And Ms. Drake was telling me that Allison told her the other day that she wanted to be a nurse because she wanted to take care of her brother-in-law. So Ms. Drake said we should tell Tommy that.
Judy, you have anything add here to wrap this up?
I can't believe it's so near to graduation. I'm getting all excited because today we got our caps and gowns and everything. And a few days ago we got our invitations. And we got them the day that officially they're supposed to be mailed out 2 weeks before graduation. Well, that's when we got them. So they're a little bit late. But anyway, y'all will be getting yours before long. And they're real beautiful, all this kind of good stuff. And I'm real excited about that. And I don't know, everything's going real fine. And Mrs. Lomax has decided, although we most of us in her class could be exempt as far as our grades go. And so far I have 290, so I would be exempt. But anyway, she's decided that for our benefit, everybody's going to get to take the exam. Isn't that sweet? Anyway, so I'll have to take that exam in economics, but I'll be exempt in home and family living. And the only other thing I have is study hall and two choirs. So, because I have a cappella, and then I go in there fifth period for a kind of a choir study hall thing. So I'll just take two exams. That's better than
no, Mama.
Too many.
Well, let us hear from you, and hope you have a good time in R&R in Hong Kong, and we'll thinking of you a lot more than you hear from us.
Yeah, and happy anniversary, in case we don't tell you between now and then again.
Yeah, that's true. That is coming up about time this tape gets out.